This is Nikhil Alexander-Walker, and it's time for Jazz Game Rewind.
The Jazz started the year hot, but have sputtered the last 2 weeks, losing five consecutive games. They took on a Clippers team that was missing Kawhi Leonard and Paul George. The Jazz took advantage of the Clippers' injuries and powered to a 125-112 win over the Clippers. I'm Dominic Archer, and buckle up, Jazz fans. It's time for your Jazz Game Rewind. Jazz came out with a hair on fire, jumping out to a 12-6 lead off of 10 Lauri Markkanen points.
Markkanen pops out left side off a nice pick. Wide open for three. Markkanen for another three, and he nails. Markkanen lays it up and in. Markkanen slammed on.
The offensive fireworks did not stop after that. They jumped to a 9-point lead after a 35-point first quarter.
Ron, these numbers are crazy. The Jazz averaged 1.67 points every time they crossed half court. Here's their effective field goal percentage. Remember, effective field goal percentage weighs every shot like it's a two.
Yeah.
So if every shot the Jazz had taken were a two in the first quarter of this game, the Jazz would have shot 88%. When they did miss, the Jazz got 60% of their misses back as their own possession. And they went to the free throw line at a 44% rate so that they shot 9 free throws in the first quarter. That is a perfect offensive quarter against the number two defense in the entire NBA.
But things went sideways to start the second half. Inconsistent shooting and poor defense led the Clippers to outscore the Jazz 34-23 and take a 60-58 lead into half.
Jazz offense has really come to a halt here in this quarter.
It's just a totally different ballgame what we saw in the first quarter.
First quarter, the Jazz were perfect. This quarter, they're 2 of 7.
However, the Jazz came out and corrected their wrongs in the second and scored 36 points in the third, including a 16-4 run. Let's head to the middle of that third quarter. Here's David Locke and Ron Boone with the call.
Here's Sexton right side, guarded by the 6'9 Morris. Working ISO, beats him on the baseline, comes back up inside, gets a shot block, gets it back, powers it up and in. The essence of Colin Sexton, relentless. Competition from Colin Sexton. And Sexton will go to the line. Jazz regain the lead 71-70. The first quarter was all Jazz. We now have had 11 lead changes and 7 ties. John Wall back in the game. Wall had a big second quarter like he did in LA. Driving here. Kessler comes over. Dramatically alters the shot. Push ahead rebound by Clarkson. Sexton at the rim. Corkscrews the reverse side layup up and in.
Yeah. Anyone push the basketball up the floor, they're going to get something good.
73-70, Terrence Mann outside the three-point line, lobs it to Morris, mid-block left, ball fakes, and Linick comes over and crushes him. Like a big-time foul, Linick went up high, Morris didn't see it coming, and Linick really took out Morris. I don't think that had an intent.
No, absolutely not. As a matter of fact, I think he's going to stay on the floor. He's went to the free throw line. They're going to give him 2 shots.
Jazz starting lineup tonight. Jordan Clarkson has 20. Colin Sexton has 16, Markkanen 15, Olynyk 4, Vando 4. 73-70 is the score. Jazz have lost 5 straight. Clippers playing their 5th straight without Paul George and Kawhi Leonard. Have won 5 of their last 7. Morris missed both free throws, but the rebound trickles off the hands of Olynyk, skips off the hand of Clarkson over to Mann of the Clippers. John Wall working the top, splits the double team, flares to the corner to Coffey. Coffey bypasses, gives to Wall, corner 3, no good. Markkanen clears the rebound. Jazz defensive rebounding has not been as good recently, and that's why the defense has struggled. Clarkson, long dribble, out in front, runs it down, gets to the window, lays it up and in.
He's just so good at that. Splitting 2 defenders, puts the ball ahead of the 2 defenders to the point where he can run and get it.
Man, ball fakes, gets inside, misses the 4-footer, Olynyk rebounds. Reach in foul by Terrence Mann. 76-70, Jazz by 6 as Olynyk splits the free throws. Jazz are 14 of 7 tonight. John Wall through the middle of the zone, rises up through the body of Kessler and finishes at the rim. Well, there's the zone adjustment from Ty Lue. That's an old Quinn Snyder play, actually. 76-72, Olynyk open right side 3, nailed it. Kelly Olynyk, 48% from 3 this year.
How about this, and Lauri has not had a field goal attempt in this third period. As a matter of fact, I don't even think he's touched the basketball.
Well, let's see whether it's something the Clippers are doing. We'll watch it. Jazz by 7, John Wall attacking on the pick and roll, gets to the window, lays it up and in. Let's watch. Let's see if it's something the Clippers are doing. Sexton flips it to Lauri. Morris is defending, gives it back to Sexton. Sexton drives the baseline, gets caught in the air, throws to the corner, Olynyk runs to the ball. He's off balance, Coffey knocks it away, Sexton recovers. Sexton's tight in the corner. top to Olynyk. Ball fakes the three, drives with the right hand, shoving off on John Wall, goes to the rack, scoops it up and in. And you might have been able to read a sundial in that time. 81-74.
That was probably as slow as you can.
That was molasses in January, my friends. Here's John Wall, a lot of airspace.
Oh, he didn't want to shoot that.
He does not want to shoot. Wall's got a mismatch with Walker Kessler on it.
And Zubac has a mismatch and got upset because he didn't get the basketball.
So Wall shoots a three and misses. Wow, that was just mishandled by the Clippers badly. 81-74, Clarkson in and out right hand dribble, prancing, attacking, giving to Kessler, slam dunk and the foul. John Wall and Zubac still having words with each other. John Wall saying to Zubac, make yourself open and available. Zubac's like, I don't know what else I could have done to be available. John Wall's got his hands out, still exacerbated in the conversation. Zubac just walks away and goes and takes a spot on the line. There's John Wall still talking at him. Zubac's no longer listening. Walker Kessler short on the free throw. He's one of three. Jazz by nine, largest lead of the second half. They led by 12 in the first half before the Clippers caught him. Zubac at the top. Kessler's having a good game defensively here in the third. Out to Mann for three, no good. Long rebound, Sexton. Here comes the young bull. Surveys the scene. Veers to his right, leaves it behind for Markkanen. 4-3. Pow! Timeout Clippers. Utah equals their largest lead of the night. 86-74. 3:46 left in the third.
And before the Clippers could mount a comeback, the Utah Jazz looked to their backcourt to carry them home as Colin Sexton and Jordan Clarkson led the way.
Sexton, layup good. Clarkson's got 30 in the meter running. Drives to the right baseline, pulls and hits. Beasley left-hand layup, no. Sexton follows with a jam! Oh my goodness, the young Bulls got hops! Clarkson for three! Pow! Utah by 10! Crowd on their feet! Vivid's electric!
The Utah Jazz look to build upon the momentum gained tonight as they take on the Indiana Pacers this Friday at 7 o'clock p.m. at home in Vivint Arena. Make sure to get your tickets at utahjazz.com. And as always, Jazz fans, go Jazz!